CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network. MI3.
This is WAMEL Whiskey 8, Mike Echo Lima.
MI3 Network. CMN Network.
CQ, CQ, CQ. Good evening. This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt, and I am calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net into session. I am located just south of the city of LaPorte near the Kingsbury area, and I will be your net control for this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. Trying to adjust my mic gain here. Apologies. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. And to all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. The club call signs are K9JSI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146970 W9LY VHF FM analog and now All-Star and Echo Link connected. It's also connected to the DMR Talk Group 31146 LPC ARC DMR Talk Group. This repeater is located at Schultz Road and 35 North on a 160-foot concrete tower. Then we have the 146.610 K9JSI VHF FM analog. FM analog located at the new location at the corner of Johnson Road, 500 West, across from the Summit Farm. And last but not least, we have the 441.950 W9LY UHF FM analog C4FM connected, Wires X connected, also located at the tower at Schultz Road and 35 North. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146970 repeater, negative 600 offset with a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater, 146.610 negative offset with a 131.8 PL tone, and await instructions from net control. If you would like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website, lpcarc.org. And as I signed into ham.live this evening, I was confronted with a message basically saying that ham.live will no longer be in use after June 30th. The inventor, if you want to call them that, the person running the website is no longer able to do it, so he's just shutting it down. So we'll have to find either another logging software or just do it old school and write it down on paper. That's always a possibility. weird things here. All right, but, so I'll go ahead and skip the ham.live announcement that I used to have in there because we won't be using it much longer. For the check-in portion of the net, I will ask for club officer check-ins first, followed by short-timer mobile stations. Then I will go through the ham.live list as I have it. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net can be any topic or question, or even the radio and antenna you are currently operating. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Current club officers, please call now.
J9TGC on the bicycle.
All right, we got K9PGC, John, Club Vice President. John, on the bicycle. You don't sound too good on the bicycle. How are you doing tonight, John, and do you have anything for the net?
Well, I'm downtown with Florida. I should be coming in pretty good. Don't know why. And I just saw a blast from a pass. There's downtown here, someone's got an old CB super scanner antenna still up in the air. Yeah, that's a little piece of history. Anyway, the power cleanup, I am tempted. I pretty much have decided to postpone it because of the threats of rain and it just being wet this weekend to the following Saturday, which would be the 13th. I sent you and Rich a text about that earlier today, but anyway, it would be the same start at 10 o'clock. And if we could... you know, we have some help, great, and if we have some extra cars show up that didn't want to help in the cleanup, but we could use them to sort of practice how we're going to handle the traffic for the tailgate ham fest we got in July. Back to you, Kurt.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, I was curious if we were going to cancel that for the weekend, and I did not receive a text message from you, so... I don't know if that's on my end or your end. And, yeah, you're getting in a repeater just fine. It's you sounded very winded and almost exhausted. So, plus, I had to turn my volume up. Once I did that, you sounded much, much better. All my controls are all weird tonight because there was an update and everything's kind of wonky. I don't know why. All right, John, is there anything else before I move on?
Yeah, I shouldn't have anything else altogether. That should be it. Yeah, I'm winded. I've been in the saddle for 2 hours, 35 minutes. Yeah, we're crossing the Lincoln Way right now, so we got a group of 13 bikes. I rode in LaPorte for this bike ride, and I'll be riding back whenever this ride is done. So, possibly 50 miles today, 55.
Oh, wow. That's, I'm really loud in my ears. Hopefully I'm not overdriving it too much. Yeah, that's a lot of time in the seat and a lot of miles you're putting on. Is this some sort of ride, or is it just a group of you decided to ride on a Wednesday? Or is there some sort of special thing going on?
The Maple City Bike Club, they do a Wednesday ride. Starts at 5:30, and a weekly ride, and I'm jumping in on it to get a little more road work in. And at the first hour, I was still walking funny, and not too long ago, I got off the bike to get something to drink and walking better. So you know, this is part of the therapy, believe it or not. So anyway, I can accept it.
Okay, very good, John. Yeah. Well, that's cool that they do that every Wednesday. I don't want to keep you too much longer, but can you tell me real quick, am I sounding okay into the repeater?
I think you are right now. When you first came on, I had to turn the volume down because you were distorted. And, now I gotta read a text while I'm in motion because Bob Smith just said something about don't forget. Or maybe he's just giving me some kind of, old Bob there's letting me know if I need a ride. He's ready to scoop me up and possibly give me CPR, I guess.
Well, let's hope not. Yeah, I had a feeling I was a little bit hot. My processor was on and everything. All kinds of settings were all jacked up after that update. So, all right, John, I'll let you get back to it. Enjoy the rest of the ride. And sounds like you're going to be out there for at least another hour. So that'd be, what, almost 3.5 hours or more on the bike? So that's a lot of riding. Have a good one, John. Thank you for checking in. If there's anything else you want to add, feel free to jump in anytime. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. Any other current club officers, please call now. Okay, this is AC9HO Net Control. Now I'm calling for mobile or short time stations. Mobile or short time stations, please call now. All right, hearing nothing, I'll go on to the ham.live list, which first on the list is KD9PYT. Rob, do you have anything for the net?
Rob, I've been walking in. Yeah, nothing in particular for the net. Nice day again. As I'm working on, I'm getting a new UHF, VHF antenna mask up, and I'll be putting that up in the next few days, taking advantage of the weather for that. Nothing else going on, so KD9PYT, back to net control.
Okay, Rob, very good. Sounding good as usual into the repeater, and yeah, get done what you can while the weather's nice. It's supposed to start raining, what, I think Friday night, and go all the way into Saturday night or something like that. But, yeah, new antennas, that's always fun. All right, Rob, have a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. Next we have N9ROM. Bob, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. Thanks for doing the net, as always. And this is Bob, N9ROM report. No, nothing for the net. Thought everybody looks like after the rain we're going to get a pretty hot spell there. Everybody take care, and John out there, enjoy the ride and stuff like that. And, if you do get a little tired, I'll be glad to get behind you and blow the horn on the car. So get you going. But anyhow, all right, NINROM, back to you, Kurt.
Okay, Bob, I like your idea of motivation. All right. Thank you for checking in, Bob. Sounding good as usual. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. That completes the ham.live list as we have it. We will only be doing that for a couple more weeks. Ham.live is going kaput. So the originator, the creator, whatever you want to call it, spends a lot of time keeping this website going. Probably a lot of funds, money and everything. So don't blame him one bit. After a few years, however many years of doing it, he's no longer going to be doing the ham.live, so we'll find another way. All right, we are now to general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
This is N9OK, Mike LaPorte.
AD9PY, this is Mike from Monterey.
AD9PK, and L Mobile, Boulder County.
This is November 9, Yankee Oscar Uniform.
Okay, I think that's a pretty good spot to stop. First, we have N9OKA, 89GY, and N9YLU. I missed at least two stations. There was a Porter County station. Can you try again, please?
Roger. Alpha, Delta, Niner, Echo, Alpha, Peace, handheld mobile, Porter County.
Okay, Keith, we got you in there. You're getting in just fine. You're just doubled with somebody else, so I couldn't make out your call sign. But, yeah, you're getting in there just fine. Got you in there. So I'll do the list again. N9OKA, 89GY, N9YLU, 89EA. If I did not call your call sign, please try again. Okay, I did get everybody. N9OKA, Mike, do you have anything for the net?
It's going to be a slow week here for me. Yeah, no traffic. Oh, well. But, that's it. No traffic. N9OK, back to net control.
Okay, Mike, no worries. Hey, I'm okay with making it a quick night, because it's been a rough week for anybody that doesn't know. My wife worked with me in the past tense, worked with me at the same place I work, and she made it all the way up from assembler to supervision in 8 years. And some things happened. Some people did not have her back, and they decided to terminate her employment. So we are a single income family once again. That's a bunch of fun. But yeah, it's been a pretty rough week, but we're getting there. We'll bounce back stronger than ever, I think. So, Mike, thank you for checking in. Hopefully your week's going better than mine. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have 89GY. Mike, again, another Mike. Do you have anything for the net?
89GY here. How you doing? Good to hear you out there. No, nothing special. I did a couple bike rides this last week too. Nothing that much. You know, the max about an hour. There's a bike trail behind my house here, which is nice. And I was just playing around in the garden a lot because the weather's been beautiful. And I, as I'm out there, I look up and I see my antenna, and I know something's got to be done someday, somehow. Something better. Other than that, no, everything's good. Just trying to maintain my sanity. So, 89GY.
Okay, Michael, I tell you what, tonight is coming in so good, you wouldn't know you needed to do anything with your antenna. It's working very well. I need to do something with my antenna. The antenna, well, it's not the one I'm currently operating on, but I put up a dual band antenna. When was it? I think it was last fall, maybe? Maybe the early summer? I don't remember. And it's crooked. It's been driving me nuts ever since I put it up there. And it was such a pain in the butt to get up there. I have not brought it down to straighten it out. So I need to get that done because my OCD is driving me nuts every time I pull in the driveway. So. All right, Mike, enjoy that weather out there. My wife purchased some raised garden things to plant a little bit of vegetables and whatnot. So that's something she's going to do during her time off. So look forward to fresh vegetables. So enjoy the time out there, and thanks for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. Next we have N9YLU, Brian. Do you have anything for the net?
Oh, thanks, Kurt. Sorry to hear about your wife, but it is a bummer. But, yeah, I know you'll bounce back. Not too much. This is a 9YOU, by the way. Yeah, not too much. Don't know about Saturday yet, but about going to the creek. If not, I think some of us might go Sunday, depending on what's going on. But other than that, I've been busy at work. forward to the weekend to relax, hopefully, for a little while. But, yeah, not too much dirt. But, anyways, I'll give it back to you, Kurt, and have a good evening. And everybody on that, have a good evening. And we will, what is it? Yeah, this coming Monday is the second Monday. So hopefully see everybody at the meeting. Back to you, Kurt. This is a 9YOU.
Okay, Brian, very good. Yeah, this rain that's coming up is ruining all the plans. We made plans. You know, we always have my granddaughter on Fridays into Saturday evenings, and we asked the dad, the son, to be here as early as possible so that we could take the car and go to cruise, you know, because we do a cruise first Saturday of every month, and well, with that rain coming, that car is not going to go out in that rain, so we'll be missing this one again, too. But it is what it is, right? It's that time of year. And so we got to drive it a few days ago. And we went all the way out by the Amazon data center and then all the way to Westville and everywhere in between. It was a good day. And, yeah, Bob, I'm considering the coffee and donuts at Fox Park. Again, depending on the weather and whether or not I get out of bed. That's always a debate. All right, Brian, thank you for checking in. Sounded good as usual. Coming through the All-Stars. Thank you for checking in. Have a good evening. Good rest of your week. I'm a little scatterbrained tonight, but that's okay. 89EA. Keith, do you have anything for the net?
But I take the opportunity to check in. I'm early in for the county, so I need to try to make the club meeting one day. Very sorry to hear about your wife, and the new stuff underway. And I'm trying out a new HP tonight, using the shot type, the Acorn G8T. So, got a couple of signal reports earlier from a couple of guys. So,
anyway, that's it. Okay, Keith, very good. Well, I'll give you a little bit of a radio, tell you how it's doing there. The word escaped me. But you actually sounded better when you checked in. You held the repeater the whole time. You had a fairly loud white noise in the background, which made it harder to hear your audio. Since I'm wearing a headset, a Pro 7 headset, as a matter of fact, so I'm blocking all the noise. I was able to hear everything you said, but if I was mobile, maybe not. So I don't know if you want to try maybe getting a little closer to the mic. That might help just to get over that background hash that's coming in with you.
Well, it's also not the fact that I was standing in the front yard underneath the power lines. It's not help. It may be better right there. But thank you for the radio report. I'll see how it goes. Anyway, 7:30.
Well, for where you're at, being close to Porter County, that's pretty good. You're making the repeater pretty good. You dropped it a couple times that time. But I could tell when you got away from whatever was causing the white, you know, that hash, your audio came up. So you're sounding good. You just got to find that magical spot like every HD. It's the way it always works, right? Turn this down. I don't know if I'm overloading or a little too loud into the repeater, but I hear it in my headphones sometimes. So I'm playing with my mic game, so hopefully I don't turn it down too low. Keith, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. Any other check-ins? General check-in? Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Net Control. Net Control, please log. Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November George from Highland, Indiana.
This is the CNN Network, MI3.
All right, we got AC9XN, George. George, do you have anything for the net?
Very good evening to you there, Kurt. Alpha Charlie Niner, Hotel Oscar. This is Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November. Very good evening to you and all the members and participants of the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. Just a reminder, this Sunday, if anybody's interested, the Starved Rock Ham Fest is this weekend in Mendota. $10 to get in. Information is on the Starved Rock Ham Fest website. Just type in Starved Rock Ham Fest. It'll come right up. And they have outdoor tables and indoor tables, and it's $10, $10 for attendance. So if anybody's interested, that's something to do this weekend. But you're coming in real good tonight, Kurt. Everybody's sounding good. Thanks for doing the net. Thanks for logging my call. Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November. Back to you, big guy, 7-3.
All right, George, very good. Yeah, you're coming in really well, too, into the repeater. And I wrote that down, Starved Rock Ham Fest. Starved Rock Ham Fest, Sunday, $10 at the door. Just go to their website, Starved Rock Ham Fest. Never heard of that one. Might have to see what I'm doing after coffee and cars, right? All right, George, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, any more check-ins, general check-ins, anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Good evening, Kurt. KF9WW, no traffic.
KI9E.
All right, everybody's sounding good into the repeater tonight. We got KF9WW and KI9E. KF9WW, I know you said no traffic, but do you have anything for the net? You're sounding exceptionally well into the repeater tonight.
KF9WW. As soon as I said no traffic, I remembered I shouldn't say that because that's going to elicit a response either way. No traffic, nothing to expound upon. Haven't felt that good, so I've been keeping a low profile and just sitting around and listening. So, wish everybody enjoyed their days off and the beginnings of summer, and been enjoying some of the warm weather myself. So. That's all I've got. Back to you, Kurt.
All right, Mike. Yeah, sorry to hear you're under the weather. I know the feeling. This is the first time I've been on the radio all week, so barely even turned it on. Been a lot of conversations in the household and things, so been a busy week, but yet not busy week. You know, not a normal busy week, I guess. But sounded really good tonight. And I hope you start feeling better soon. And also, I'm a firm believer that if you go outside and sit in the sun, that's better than sitting in the recliner. So, breathe in some fresh air and soak in some sun. Nothing wrong with that. All right, Mike, have a good evening. Have a good rest of your week, and thank you again for checking in. Next we have KI9E. Jim, do you have anything for the next?
Hey, good evening, Kurt, and everyone on the net. Nothing too much to report here, Kurt. I was wondering, though, if you ever came home with that Tar Heel mobile screwdriver antenna from the Dayton Hamvention.
No, I did not. And now I'm kind of glad I did. That's a few extra $100 in my pocket to help out, you know, until things go back to somewhat normal. But I will have one. There is no doubt in my mind I will have one. I want to get the radio installed because I already have a couple Wolf River coils. I got the Shorty 40 and I got the Silver Bullet 1000. So I can put those on the truck and operate just as well. and I want to do that before I go spending money on an antenna, but I think that's going to be the one. I really liked them. That's the first time I've seen them in person, and I really like how they look in the construction, so I think that's going to be one of the next purchases for the mobile. Not for a little while yet, but it will happen.
Okay, Kurt, yeah, I understand that. Yeah, those are, they're definitely making some nice antennas there. It was good to see them up close and look at the construction of them and all that. But, all right, you have a good evening there. Back to you, Kurt, KI-90.
All right, Jim, you have a good evening as well. Have a good rest of your week, and thank you for checking in. All right, we'll do one more quick call for check-ins. I'll ask for more check-ins later, but one more, and then we'll do the information part of the net. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
AC9DJP Maryville Mobile.
All right, we got KC9DJP, the club president. Rich, do you have anything for the net? Mobile in Maryville.
No, nothing for the net. Thanks for doing it, Kurt. Do my best to you, YL. And yeah, I'm getting into the hills here, so I'm probably going to lose you for a little bit. KC9DJP.
Okay, perfect timing. Yeah, you're getting a little choppy, but you're in there. We, you know, we actually full gliding, just a little choppy here and there. But, all right, Rich, drive careful, and hopefully you're going to enjoy whatever you're doing over there in Maryville. I assume it has to do with work, but anyway, have a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. All right, one more quick call, since we got one there. Anybody anywhere, please call now. All right, we'll go to the information part of the net. First off, ArearNet. Area District 1 serving Lake Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, Newton, and Benton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9 IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRS license stations every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Falpa 1 repeater, 462.700, positive offset, 141.3 PL tone. And as everybody knows, storm season is here, and the Indiana District 1 Skywarn has a weekly Monday night net at 8 p.m. Central Time on the N9 IAA repeater, 146.685. The offset is negative 0.600. The PL tone is 173.8, so make sure you get that PL tone right. Not your typical, it's 173.8. Indiana District 1 Skywarn serving Lake Porter, LaPorte, Newton, Jasper, and Benton counties. Seeking LaPorte County area hams slash spotters, the Indiana District 1 Skywarn. Spring is coming, and with that, severe weather. LaPorte County Skywarn weather nets are moving to the N9 IAA repeater, 146.685. The Indiana District 1 Skywarn will be managing our weather nets and forwarding your reports to the National Weather Service and the IWX. A big advantage for the LaPorte County is that we'll hear weather reports from the west before they reach our county. This will allow you to better prepare for what may be coming. This move will serve all of LaPorte County and us and National Weather Service. If you are looking for a Skywarn class, they have classes coming up, so stay tuned for that. Check that out. Of course, trained spotters can always phone in their reports to the National Weather Service. Keep your eyes to the sky, and remember, if it doesn't spin, don't call it in. And we heard that announcement about the siren testing coming up this Saturday. LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net, the first Saturday of every month on this frequency, 146.970, W9LY repeater, beginning at 11 a.m. Please check in with Net Control Operator 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. The next siren testing is this Saturday, June 6th. So, be ready. You don't necessarily have to go anywhere if you are near a siren, you can definitely report it from your lazy boy. If you know it's going off and you know it's doing the roundy-round thing, if it's one of the roundy-round kinds. If you at least know what the siren is, if it's a stationary or a 360-degree rotating siren, that's helpful to know too. Because sometimes they'll go off, but they won't rotate. Sometimes they'll rotate and they won't go off. So, either one. Anyway, Michiana Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on the internet on the K9DEW repeater. If the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 PSO. Fulton County Skyward Net, every Monday at 6 p.m. Central on the K9RCR repeater, 442.700, positive offset, 131.8 PSO. Then we have the White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday Night Net, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater, 147.255, positive offset, 131.8. And then we have the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net, this net, every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater, 146.970. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte, Indiana. The next official club meeting is this coming Monday, June 8th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meeting, though, you're encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solder demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. At the last September meeting, we had Rachel Cobb from National Weather Service there to talk about weather emergencies and communication and how ham radio plays a part in that. So if anybody has anything they want to share, anything they want to teach, anything at all, just get a hold of me or anybody, any of the officers in the club, or anybody in the club if you're not a club member. They'll direct you to us. My email is Kurt, C-U-R-T, Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango at ac9ho.com. So let me say that again. Kurt, Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango at alphacharlie9hoteloscar.com.
Question?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike, with your question.
Yeah, our next meeting, I'm wondering if I can bring a 2-meter antenna in there and have it tested. Does anyone there have a, I forgot what you call that now, an antenna analyzer?
Well, it's a 2-meter antenna, but it's best to test it wherever it's going to be mounted.
Well, I need it in my basement, so I should just test it from there, huh?
Okay, are you going to maybe lean it, if you're going to lean it on a wall or hang it on something in the basement, we could definitely give you a ballpark. I got a MFJ analyzer that can do that, no problem. I just gotta remember to throw it in the truck. I'll try to do that tomorrow. That way I don't forget for Monday. But go ahead and bring it, and I'll bring the analyzer, and we'll see what we can do.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem at all. All right. Let's see. Where was I? We would also like to announce that membership dues can now be paid online via the website. Just go to the LPCARC, and on the left side of the homepage, click Club Membership. When the next page appears, you'll see in the center of the page, Membership Form. Fill that out for our record. And then under that button, there's a Pay Online button. Click the Pay Online button, and it will take you to Square, I believe it is. and fill out all those fields. It's very helpful if you put your call sign and everything in there, if you have one. If you don't have one, that's okay too. Again, it's through, well, it's not really through PNC Bank anymore, it's through Square, but either way, it is secure. So, come to our club breakfast every Thursday at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. And I still have not heard anything about the Sugar Bowl restaurant for the once-a-month breakfast. The Sugar Bowl restaurant is in the process of finding a new location. This means that the club breakfast, the first Saturday of every month, will be postponed until the Sugar Bowl location is acquired. Once that happens, we will announce it here on the net. And don't forget, Michigan City EMA is accepting applications. Just go to the Michigan City Police Station lobby, get your application, fill it out, and when you turn it in to Attention Captain Jesse. Again, Michigan City EMA accepting applications at the Michigan City Police Station lobby. And if you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio and or POTA, come out to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting, like this Saturday, maybe not, but maybe Sunday, to just play radio or hang out. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern and goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Potato Creek POTA, get on the K9DEW repeater, frequency 147.330. To find out details, but the fastest way is to get on the PotatoCreekPortable.org website. That's Potato Creek Portable, all one word. And get on their Discord. That's the fastest way to find out when and where. So, and if it's going to happen at all. So again, PotatoCreekPortable.org. And don't forget, I almost forgot, I got it right here on the screen, July 18th, 2026, the LPC ARC Tailgate Hamfest 2nd Annual, $5 admission per car, not per person, per car, for sellers or buyers. Trailers will be an extra fee. Setup will begin at 8 a.m. for vendors. Bring your own tables or set up out of the back of your truck, car, whatever you have. Admission for buyers will start at 10 a.m. and it will go until about 1 o'clock. I think it's going to be 1 o'clock and then it might go over a little bit, but 1 o'clock is the official end time. Talk-in is 146.610-131.8 PL tone, and this repeater, 146.970-131.8 PL tone, both of them have a negative offset. The address for the location is 3354 West Schultz Road, LaPorte, Indiana, 46350. It's going to be underneath the big concrete tower. For more information, go to lpcarc.org. Sponsored by the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. All right, weather at a glance. Let's see, tonight, mostly clear with a low around, oh, come on, it reset on me. Mostly clear with a low around 58, southeast wind, 5 miles per hour, becoming south after midnight. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 85, southwest wind, 5 to 15, as gusts as high as 20. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 65, south wind around 10. Friday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 85, southwest wind, 10 to 15, and gusts as high as 30. Friday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, low around 64, southwest wind, 10 to 15, gusts as high as 25, chance of precipitation is 80%, new rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Saturday, showers likely with then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 10 a.m., high near 81. Chance of precipitation is 80%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Saturday night, 20% chance of showers before 1 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 60. Sunday, 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 81. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. And Monday, to start your week, a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 84. Sorry about that. Had to wet my whistle after that long one. There was a lot of information in that weather alerting lapse. All right, here we are again. General check-ins. Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
KD9TVR.
KD9HAY, Hayden, Michigan City.
Okay, we got KD9TVR and KD9HAY. KD9TVR, Steve, do you have anything for the net?
Well, I guess I didn't do as well as last week because last week I was one of the first ones, but this week, not so good. Anyways, good hearing everyone out here, and I hope everyone's doing good.
All right, Steve. Well, that's understandable. The sun was shining bright when I started, and now it's starting to go down, so it makes sense. Everybody's starting to come in for the evening, but no worries at all. We got you in there. Thank you for checking in. Sounding good as usual. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have KD9HAY. Hayden, do you have anything for the net?
KD9HAY. No, don't think I have anything too much tonight, but thanks for taking the next night, Kurt, and I'll send it back to you, KD9HAY.
All right, Hayden, did you see my replies on Facebook about your digipeater?
No, I actually overslept and woke up about 10 minutes ago, so I've been kind of scrambling to get ready for work, but I will take a look at that when I get a chance.
Okay, no rush. No rush. I had some things for you to check. I'm sure they're fine, but you just never know. All right. Have yourself a good evening. Drive careful tonight. Have a good rest of your week. And thanks for checking in. Any other check-ins? General check-ins? Anybody anywhere? Please call now. Okay, I'll go ahead and open the swap and shop. I will now open swap and shop session. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, wanted, loan, borrow? Swap and shop session is now open. Please call now. All right, the swap and shop will remain open for the rest of the net, so if you decide you want to announce something, feel free. We will now take comments, questions, check-ins, swap and shop, anything at all. Please call now.
Comment.
Here, go ahead, Mike, with your comment.
I am looking for a indoor 2 meters, 70 centimeter antenna, if anyone might have one for sale.
CNN Network, 220.
Okay, Mike, well, keep in mind, of course, you won't have a problem with these repeaters where you're located. Indoor antennas don't tend to work very well, especially in basements. Just keep that in mind. Is there a reason why you're looking for something? Is it in case of a storm? That way, when you're down in the basement during a storm, you have radio access?
I'm not so sure I can afford to pay NIPSCO to run my central air. I may have to book to the basement to stay cool this summer.
Ah, okay. Okay, understand that. Yeah, we keep ours set a little high compared to some people. No way do we do that 68 degree stuff. We keep ours at 74, which is still only higher than some, I would say. But I can tell you this, being one income coming up, I feel your pain, Mike. I feel your pain. And that 74 might turn into 78. keep that in mind. It might be, might feel a little warm, but keeps the humidity down. So try bumping it up 2 to 4 degrees. You might be surprised at how much that helps the bill, especially on the really hot days. And then at night, maybe turn it down a couple degrees when the sun goes down to make it a little bit easier to sleep in. That's what we do. So some tips and tricks maybe to help out.
That's what I'm doing. I got a 75 from 1 to 9, and then I turned it off then, so I only run it for 8 hours.
Well, just about any heat and AC guy will tell you that's actually the worst thing you can do, especially when the humidity comes in. Because right now it's not very humid, but once it gets humid outside, that AC has to work way harder, especially if you wait till 1 o'clock in the afternoon to turn it on. It's going to run the whole time just to get caught up. You're actually better off, if you don't want to run it much, I'd set it at 80 degrees and or 78 and leave it at that temperature all day, all night, and you'll probably actually use less than you would by doing what you're doing. My grandparents did that, and they would shut it off at night. Kind of had to, because it affected their health. So that's a different story. So if you have that same issue, then okay, totally understand. But it actually caused their bill to be higher because of that, so... just about anybody in the heat and AC industry would tell you the same thing, I think.
Wonderful.
I know, it's counterintuitive, but think about how long that thing runs, especially if you wait till 1 o'clock in the afternoon when it's starting to get to the hottest time of the day. I'm betting it's probably close to 80 degrees or higher in your house. And just think how long that AC will run. If it kicks on, you know, 50 times a day, set at 78, versus running, you know, and run maybe, I don't know, 10 minutes each time, let's say, versus running almost nonstop for close to 8 hours, yeah, I don't think the math computes. I'd have to do the math. And maybe somebody already has. But I would have to think you're going to save something. Maybe not a lot, but something.
I understand what you're saying. There's another station out there trying to get in as well. N9KA.
Now, okay. Other station, please go ahead. 8D98 Net Control. All right, sounds like they're either coming through the All-Stars or the DMRs, but you're not making it in. So try again. There was no audio. Not a lot of static, but maybe a little bit, but definitely no audio. Try again, please.
You guys doubled.
Oh, my apologies. Try that again, please. Yeah, Hayden texts me and says it's Danny. Try again, please.
It was a Della Romeo.
Yeah, not too sure what's going on here. Not making it in, I don't think. Try again, and like I said, Hayden says it's Danny. And his call sign escapes me for some darn reason. I don't know why. Try it again. W9DWF, that's what Hayden just told me. Yep, that's Danny's call sign. I wonder if he has the wrong PL tone, has the Illinois PL tone maybe. Try again, please, one more time, and then we'll move on. This is AC9HO Net Control. Go ahead, Danny.
Hey, Kurt, I'll tell you, his truck isn't at the tower.
Interesting. Wonder he shouldn't be having problems there, right?
I thought it was coming in on my HT at one point.
Okay, Danny, maybe his battery went dead or something, so try again anytime. We do have a ham.live check-in, KD9BBI. Jerry, are you on the radio? And if you are, do you have anything for the net? Okay, Jerry, KD9BBI, you're on ham.live, but not sure if you're on the radio. If you are, go ahead if you got anything for the net. Okay, I'll go ahead and open it up, swap and shop, comments, questions, anything at all. This is AC9HO, net control, anybody anywhere, please call now. And John, since you're still out there, I have not forgotten, I have your little radio kit here that I need to get to you. I was going to bring it to you Saturday, so maybe I'll put it in the truck and we can get together. So I can get that to you sooner than later. I'm afraid I'm going to lose bits and pieces. Well, I heard Danny that time.
He's coming in with you.
Yeah, I noticed. Danny, I heard you on my tail, but we're not hearing you through the repeater for some reason. I wonder if he's playing HF.
That's what I was hinting at earlier. His truck's there. Hey, he could be on 160.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's not checking in. I'm thinking he's playing on HF or Hayden thinks he might be on the KC9ONA, which is the other repeater on this frequency, and that makes sense. But I don't know if he'd hear that repeater if he's at the tower. This repeater covered up. So that's he's probably on HF. Yeah, I believe he runs about 1,500 watts, so it tends to bleed into this frequency. All right, we'll do another call, maybe last call. Anybody anywhere, swap and shop, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now.
Question.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Now, why is Cable News Network identifying out here on our repeater?
I did not hear that. What was it?
CNN, the cable news network, they've been identifying all evening out here occasionally.
Oh, it's that 220 link. I'm not sure, it's not saying CNN, but it sounds like it, doesn't it? I can't remember what it's saying. I don't know what it's saying. But I don't think it's CNN. When you say cable news network, I think of it as Clinton News Network.
Well, that's spinning. I get where you're coming from there.
Alrighty. Last call. Anybody anywhere? Comments, questions, swap and shop, anything at all? Please call now. Okay, and I'm not too upset about this, but this concludes this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. We had 14 check-ins. That's a pretty good check-in night for such a beautiful night out there, for sure. I don't blame anybody for being outside. I will now return the repeater back to normal, as normal as we can get. General amateur use. This is Kurt, AC9HO, clear at 8:03 p.m. Central Time, 73, and have a good evening, everybody.
Kurt, can can you go to the digital side?
Yeah, just give me a minute. I do have it on. I just got to take my headset off and turn the volume up, and I'll be there. AC98JOQSY.
N9ROM, K9PGC.
N9ROM, go ahead.
Yeah, sir, cruising past your neighborhood, but it ain't dark enough to show off the lighting, but, I gotta get this one hill, and then it's another nice long downhill on the way home. I'm on Schultz Road, by the way.
Okay, well, just, take your time and don't overdo it. You had a long run today.
Yeah, I'm sitting at 39 miles right now. It was a very nice ride. I'm not sure how much of a ride you were doing in LaPorte. That might have been 18 miles. I just can't do the pencil math in my head at the moment. But I shattered my travel record in LaPorte last week. And then this time, having the wind against me on Johnson Road, I kept the time. And with the heat, I'm probably going to feel it tomorrow. But, I made it in there. I made the Al's supermarket there, and that's, I got some pretty good times lately, and I got extra weight on the bike. That's the weird thing. Didn't really expect it today to be that good.
N9ROM here for ID. With all the extra provisions you got to have, I definitely can see that. I just had one thought, if you pass there by Johnson Road and 35, I'm just wondering with those license plate detectors they have up there, I wonder if it spots on your plate.
Do I care? I'm bound to get a speeding ticket for what old Silver is able to do, so that would be a good laugh,
Yeah, well, it's just those that I'm trying to think of, is it FLOCK, flock, like you're flocking, like the tree. I forget what they call them. All it is just data gathering on license plates and where they're at and stuff. There's several up in Michigan City. But right there at the intersection of 35 and Johnson Road, there's a couple of them, I know.
I definitely turned on 35 to go home, so I'm seeing one way or another. They probably got me, I think for even more fun, I'm going to have to put something derogatory on the top of the helmet for the police helicopter to look at.
Yeah, that's true. I never thought about that. Hi. I was going to say your call or just something. That would be something.
Funny those cameras would get it. You know what I mean? Say, are you trying to tell us we're number one? Here, we're number one, and here's the fine you have to pay for said whatever, and take it off.
Yeah, that would be something new. You might start a trend with the others in the club, on the bike club.
Well, on the one trail we hit, they definitely were making comments, They're slowly finding out the capabilities of this machine, They already called it a camel for all the provisions I got. you know, communications. And it was adjusted because when I was, Byron, who was right alongside of me, checking my text he threw out, he goes, you ever think of putting an iPad there? And I go, yeah. You know, just sort of add to the list because the normal display I have on my phone for speed, distance, and all that good stuff, big lettering, that was the first attention getter, you know, for a night ride I did. But yeah, those new pedals, they really got a kick out of that one.
Well, I'm sure you'll have a chance to show them your new headlight there. That's really awesome how bright that thing is. And especially when you go to high beam.
See, that's the thing. When I have it in flash mode, everything's on. Okay? So I'm riding around with that. We're in the daytime, right? And people in front of me can actually see that flash reflected off the road sign. You know, that's a kicker in itself.
I can only imagine, too, at nighttime when you do have it on, if you put it on flash, what you're going to do to the all the bugs out there. They're going to see a light, and they're going to try to head for it, and then all of a sudden you turn it off, and then here you come along, and splat, you nailed them.
Well, if I could do it right, they could be in front of me, and I just draft behind them. That would really work out great, you know? Haven't figured out how to do that. Not so much if they're following me, but that would give them more of an advantage. But, you know, two cars drafting can go faster than any single one on the track. And, honestly, with a lot of this bicycling I've been doing, I've been shying away from drafting. Just in case, you know, someone's hitting the brakes and I can't respond quick enough. And I'm going over I-94 right now, and it almost looks like a parking lot for westbound.
Yeah, it seems like that one stretch there is always being worked on. I didn't take Johnson Road lately, but I wonder if they're going to be putting signs up pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it at the moment. The only thing we got is a detour sign for Bleck Road. And I forget if that was signaling 400 or 450. And I saw that on the way out. Coming in, I didn't notice any other sign, any construction sign. Not seeing anything.
Yeah, usually if I head south or if I'm heading to Valpo, I'll cut through there by Summit, you know, and stuff. And there's that little jog that I go from 500 there over to where the tower, the antenna tower is there by Summit. So it'd be interesting to see what's going on there. I'm going to drag going that way, especially if I got the 55.
Yeah. Well, if anything else, I might be able to give you words of wisdom here and there. Because Schultz Road and Johnson Road to the Summit, that's part of my hill training, okay? I mean, I do a lot of Beverly Shores, Long Beach, but that long incline, and at the rate that I can do it, I've been told that's impressive, okay? A couple of people they quit riding, but they have far more experience than I ever had, and I was letting them know, they're ham operators, I was letting them know what was going on and sent them the results, and, you know, even if they're praising me a little more than the effort, it's nice to hear because I survive it. Because compared to last year, this right up to the summit. I took 2 minutes off that time from my house, and now I've done it twice that way.
K9ROM here with K9PGC for ID. Yeah, John, at some point, you know, you're going to have to just kind of say, okay, this is a plateau you hit, and go from there, you know, as far as establishing the final check mark on your time. But, yeah, that is a heck of an incline for you. And when you drive a car, you don't notice it that much, but I've been sometimes... there'd be some bikers going, and I can picture them kind of doing a little bit of strain going up that way.
Hey, copy that, yeah. Well, I know sooner or later I'm going to hit a plateau. I have no idea what my improvement could be. And I'm just crossing 20 right now. Give it a little extra oomph. There we go. And like when I come through Trail Creek, by the way, I challenged the radar. When I cross 20, they got a radar, and it's an incline I gotta be on to begin with, so that's part of my training.
All right. I was just kind of wondering how sensitive it is to pick you up, you know, pick up a bicyclist coming through there, and if you can keep a steady speed, at least you can double check, you know, your against your meter there.
I had it up to 21 miles an hour just now, and then some car came up and took over, passed me, took over, and gave it a 33. But yeah, those radar units can pick me up, and there's several. And I always make a point to have a little fun, you know what I mean? But, see, right now, let's say plateau, Bob. The easiest way to get off the plateau would go to a lighter bike or lighten this bike up. But as it stands, you know, the full complement right now brings the bike and supplies up to 57 pounds. That's not how I run for the organized rides, but I got some extra clothes too. So if it got terribly cold on the way home, you know, I got something to slip into. I've got food. I'm down to two Gatorade bottles. And, you know, but that's just it. Tools is 10 pounds right there.
Yeah, I understand all the things and stuff, so. I can imagine if somebody had an electric bike and they had a camera on one of those radar detectors, probably they'd just say, oh, it's some kid on a moped.
Yeah. So, yeah. I did something new on a particular house, a very historic house in Trail Creek. Murder took place there, but they're doing some work on the outside and added a porch. That was a house, Marie Whitty. I knew one of the grandsons in high school, but more importantly, that was a house Dad and I forget what I was, seventh grade, possibly, we did electrical work for her, put in a new service, and I used to know that house well.
So tell me, you're not going to be working 12 or 16 tomorrow, are you?
Oh yeah, I'm going to. It's like a permanent thing. They'll give me 12s on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and they alternate my Fridays. They would really love to have me on overtime every day of the week. you know. This is a little bit of a compromise. Usually our 8-hour outages for, you know, for PMs and so forth, happens on Thursdays. But lately they've been suspended on Wednesday, and I don't know why. So I might be off the hook on something tomorrow, but we'll see what happens.
Well, hopefully it'll be a light day for you. I mean, I just can't picture, well, being in my 70s now, I can't picture putting in that many hours at work if I was still at work. But being when I was on 24/7 call all the time, that was a pain, especially when you couldn't go very far from your work 20, so. But you just got to pace yourself, man.
I have no problem answering that phone and trying to come in if they eliminate the overtime. Now, they got a catch 22 to give me 56 hours every week, minimum. Okay? They don't want to go below the 56. So they're using what they can. It's been a lot easier for me to rearrange the doctor schedules, but I still have to make that day up, you know what I mean? But it makes things are a bit more flexible. And I don't have to fight them. Because, see, there was a point in time they were trying to be strict about that stuff. But with all the overtime, people just started calling off. And there was more people abusing the capability of calling off versus those of us that had medical. So those of us that had medical got the rap, even though we had all the paperwork, you know what I mean? And they went as far as they were taking vacation days away to pay for your day off. You know, that was going to teach us. Well, for the most part, that was legal, you know. There's a fine print that I studied, so that sort of put the kibosh to that one.
CMN Network, MI3.
Yeah, but when I, you know, any, you know, medical days I took off, it wasn't too bad. Actually, what they didn't like is when I'd go away for the reserves, and when I was away for my 3 weeks, or I was mostly 3 weeks away, they'd always tell me, oh, 2 weeks. And I says, well, travel time, they don't, you know, they added, when you got to fly away or you're going out, flying out in the ocean someplace, they, you know, that you got that extra travel time. But then after a while, they said, yeah, okay, because if I was able to get in touch with them with emails and stuff, some of my coworkers, they didn't mind then.
Yeah, there's a guy I know that was milking guard duty, okay? And Cousin Mikey was the commanding officer, right? Well, instead of disciplining this dude, he had him transfer to what would be called F Troop. So the dude had to go, instead of doing, you know, somewhat local for guard, now he had to go down to Kentucky at his own expense. And that really gummed up the works. You know, so he's on both ends, but you see a lot of that calling off the guy did wasn't legit. You know, and if he could have, he would show up wearing uniform just to get out of work. You can't, you know, that doesn't work. But when I worked at Solaire, we had a joker that, hello, did just that. He'd show up on Friday wearing his guard, his class A's, and he was a janitor. And so guess what? He didn't have to do any work on Friday. Sort of had the company, you know, in a pickle. And I forget who blew the whistle on that one.
Yeah, but most of the time it depends on the employer and things, but for the most part they're usually pretty good, you know. And I think the only time I really got them is when one of the guys that was covering for me sent me an email on one of my systems was having some issue, and he asked me where I'm at the time, and I says, well, somewhere out in the Atlantic Ocean. So, but I was able to communicate with him to tell him certain things to try and what to do to get out of trouble and stuff like that. That was pretty funny. But and usually my manager kind of, you know, we get a chuckle out of that, and of course say thanks and everything for covering. And I says, yeah, but I didn't get paid for it. Hi, hi.
Hey, copy that. Well, I'm happy to tell you, Bob, I'm in the driveway, 44 and a half miles. I thought we were going to be out riding longer and I would be coming home at 9:30. So, but that was a little bit of a consensus with everybody else. I kept my mouth shut on how long the ride was going to be, you know, because they could have added on to it. We do have a club member. He didn't do it tonight, but I've been told that he lives in New Carlisle, that he's ridden to a couple of these, you know. So there's two of us that, let's just say our heads are not screwed on correctly, and he's doing that on a mountain bike.
Well, that's really got to be tough. So, you know, what is it? It's 8:30 right now. Well, you know, if I talk a lot, I can keep you on for another hour there, and that'll give you to your 9:30 thing. But I'll be nice. So I won't bend your ear that long. So besides, I'm on my HT, and I'm going to have to charge this thing up pretty soon. So I'm going to let you go, John, and get your rest and relax, and have to check in to your temporary home there. And I'll catch up with you later on down the road, or maybe see you Monday or whatever at the meeting. So 73s, K9PGC, and 9ROM on UHP. Clear up to you.
Well, 73s there, Bob. Thanks for riding along with me and the offer to bail me out. Yeah, Danny just came in, so he's got a regular low band too, so, you know. He must have that 5-gallon transmitter fired up, you know. It only idles at 2,000. Anyway, but yeah, that gets a good ride in. Now it's going to be interesting to see how I feel in the morning, you know. And I'm not too worried at the moment. But once again, thanks. Thanks for riding along. And 73s, N9ROM, K9PGC. Oh, by the way, I usually have at least 2 spare batteries on board when it comes to the HT.
Okay, John. Yeah, 73s. Yeah, I heard Danny on there a little bit in the background when you were talking. So, all right, 73s, catch up with you later. K9PGC, N9ROM, clear.
Hey, John, W9DLP. What frequency is Danny on?
Dave, I don't know. He's just bleeding over into the repeater. If I had to guess, I would figure 80 somewhere on 80 meters.
Copy that. Okay, I thought he was on HF. I'm gathering the nets over.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't watching the clock, but I thought it got over pretty quick tonight. But, yeah, it's been off. It's been over probably for the last 30 minutes.
Any other time it goes forever? No, I just any other room. Sue had surgery today. And I'm going to be a kind of a good husband. So, okay, I'll catch you guys later.
Say you're pretending? I think you're just practicing at the moment.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, you know, practice makes perfect.
MI3 Network.